when
yeah, but they still the good share the people like to join in it.
Right.
See, so even though you have a little, what you might consider a little heavier music, more classic, but it should be something that's popular, so that the people. Because you know, obviously, the Kahal enjoys taking part in the tefillat and singing with the hazan.
Okay, this chart right here on page 568C.
Yes.
Well, it says there. It says makam rast ma'ahur.
Is that ma'ahur?
Is that another makam?
Ma'ahur. Ma'ahur is rast as a high rast.
High rast. Okay.
Just on a higher key.
Okay. But you consider that to be a separate rast, separate from rast, right?
Only in the key, but it's, in other words...
Because I saw last week for Toledot.
Yes, it was Mahur.
Mahur.
Many Hazanim will sing rast. Okay. And many of the parts, even if they're singing Mahur, they have a few... Here, you have a section here where they have Mahur, because the songs are just higher rast. But a Hazan will mix if they don't have enough... They don't know enough parts of a pizmon to fit into the tefillah. They'll use one of the rast. So
okay.
It's the same. Mahur and rast is the same maqam, except as I told you, mahur is higher than the rast.
Okay. Okay. So then, these are just more examples of
yes, because pizmon. Here again, here they have maqam sesgar and ajam.
And what's sesgar?
Sesgar is the same as ajam, just has one little variation, little bit different key from the ajam.
Okay.
And there aren't many, for here, this whole book, you'll find it has in the ajam, it only has two songs which are classified as sesgar, and they're right before the maqam ajam.
Huh. Okay. So if there are only two songs, then the ones that are in the list here, these are probably mostly ajam.
Yes. Yeah. See, okay. You see here in 163 is sesgar.
Okay.
And then you turn to the page, 165 starts in maqam ajam. Now that's the extent of the sesgar. But it's very similar. I mean, and hazan praying ajam will use one of these here. For this Asir Bayokshi. It's a very beautiful song.
Asir Bayokshi? Okay.
Yes. This Asir Bayokshi. متي أشوب المعوني بهذا الحب بطبع بيام يا كفيت قسكو آلام.
And what is that usually set to during the service?
Kaddish.
Kaddish.
Or Kaddish. We may also, this will fit also in a Kaddish.
Okay.
But I like it more in a Kaddish. It's a beautiful Kaddish. Oh, now see what I finished. A very, very small variation of difference. Mm-hmm. وبنسمور لعاد عرحا حمدا وبا وكبود حاد شير بحبا ريسنا عتاشرا مليحة عين كلانا عيز اللوبة عين كلانا عيز اللوبة بيسمع بات الدير كلت موشي بات يعقوب اشتام هدونا عم إيمونا بيكول رنا لا إلقاد الفين علام فين علام لا إلقاد الفين علام وروعي وموشيعي بالخول عدان وخول زمان بحسدف احزين وعام يوتن لي يا لا عدبير كطب رهم هبي ايدان شاءوا ليش قال بين النيمان كي مشينه يا يريد هذي This pizmon was composed by Rav Rafael Tabush on the occasion of the marriage of his pupil Hacham Moshe Ashkar, who was the Hazan over here Alav Shalom in Brooklyn, and he was the pupil, the favorite pupil of Hacham Rafael Tabush.
In the
old country.
So. Rafael Tabush wrote the words for the pizmon?
Yes, most probably. He usually composed all of his words.
And the lachan that that comes from?
Lachan, Ya Zaman. It's a song. Ya Zaman. I don't know the Arabic song. I never heard the Arabic song.
It's a very beautiful pizmon.
It's very pretty. It's very, now, very, very westernized.
Each pizmon that's in here only has one melody to it?
Yes.
Only one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. There might be one or two that are used in different variations. Some of the ones that in the Berit Milah, sometimes they say it in Sabah, then sometimes they say it in a different maqam, etc. But generally, the pizmon is composed, superimposed on a song that is already part of it.
Are there any pizmonim that you said? That you found an Arabic song?
No, I have never given a time or bothered with it. I selected melodies for someone, for my brother-in-law, someone who they've asked very often. They ask me, can you recommend a nice song
or a nice
melody so that we can want to compose it tomorrow for such and such occasion? I have suggested, but I myself.
So
have
who
never
who today it. Creates?
There are very, whoever really wants to take an interest, I mean, we don't have any that are really baking. For example, the Hazan El Nadaf has composed two or three that I know of. This young Albert Cohen has composed several. We have El Beg. He's not here now. I think he lives in California. He has composed quite a few, and so on. But we don't have like we had before in the olden days, Alam HaShalom HaKham Masay Ash'ar, who dedicated himself, his time fully to this. The soul did this. He was a Hazan, and he could just composed these pizmonim for the kahal, for the community. We don't have anybody that's dedicated to that now. But we've always referred and used all of the old pizmonim from many years gone by. I mean, from, I'd say, even over a century, even more. There are some pizmonim books, ketibat yad, you know, handwritten, of pizmonim that are very, very old.
Who has books like that?
Well, I have one or two, maybe, and some of the ones that have, you know, inherited them, gotten them from their parents or previous families.
And the ones that are in this handwritten book are similar to...
Some of them are in this book. They have been copied and put in this book.
Some of the popular ones?
Then obviously if you're not familiar with the song, you know what song it is, and especially if they have not put which song it is taken from. And if you're not familiar with the song, you don't know it. That's why they keep insisting that we do recording up his name, so that we should perpetuate them, because obviously here there must be about, I think, 450 or 500 up his name. Well, I don't know, maybe I'm familiar. A couple of hundred, 200, 300, I'm sure there are. Yes. But there are some that I don't know. I've never heard them. So we don't know the melody to them. It's a pity.
Yeah, that's, I mean, such a rich tradition of...
Here, this one, I was instrumental in putting it into this book.
And that's 237 inch?
Yes, and also the next one, 237i. Mm-hmm. They are very beautiful songs by Abdul Wahab. They were composed to these to these words from some composers in Israel. Hmm. But they were never used here. And once when I came across them in Israel, I recommended that they should include them in the next edition, and they did. Sam Katan, they included them in this.
So do you ever use this in the service?
No, we have not used any these in the service.
Okay.
We have sung them as Pizmon, but we have not adapted them to part of the Tefillah.
Okay. I was wondering what might be useful for me is if maybe we could go through whatever order you think would be good, maybe something like this, and we could sing, you know, you could just give me a quick example, two or three lines, of how you would sing the Pizmon and then how you would sing the song for the service.
Yeah, well, I just did say Habib for you.
Right. I wonder if we could just do it with a few more. Maybe not in all the ones. They list more here. They list the Kaddish twice. They list Yigdal. I mean, we don't need to do those per se, but just the important ones as you...
I gave you the Nishmat in Mahal Alach, didn't I?
I don't think we did. I don't think we did that, no. Could you sing Mahal Alach? The Pizmon? Okay. At page 51?
Is it?
You'll see this Mahal Alach Verov Gadlecha.
Yeah, Verov Gadlach.
Is it the Verov Gadlach? Okay, but it says here Bakashot.
They have it in the Bakashot.
Okay, so page 51. Is that the right one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. شعيرٌ زيب الجام شحكيم راقي يا حارون تيخون نخس في مش دوكي معادي خليش هنون أخون يا شير يسرى إلا مضى يا دي This is the part that is used in transferring it to the part of the Tefillah.
Okay.
And it's used, it could be used for both Nishmat as well as the Kaddish.
Okay. Could you maybe just give me a little sample of Nishmat?
Nishmat kul hay tiba rikh ichim kha just improvised the last
right. Now when you improvise, I know, you know, as we talked about improvising on the makam, but you also like pick up some of the melody that you just used too.
Yes. Because you're in it, you're in that mood, and you pick it up and so on. As you go along you change.
Yeah. Anyways, as you go along, so you sort of begin that way and then you change.
It has to be smooth, it has to be pleasant to the sound. Yeah, it has to fit.
Let me see. When you're about to pray and, you know, you're leading, and you think, okay, I know I'm in Makam Rasht, I'm going to sing Nishmat to Machalach, and when you're thinking of that tune, when you're singing Nishmat, are you thinking about the words to this song?
No.
You're just thinking about the melody.
Just the melody itself, and you just think about the words. As a matter of fact, the Hazan, Baqi, should be thinking of the words of the Tefillah itself and seeing how best the melody fits into the word.
So you just remember the melody, and then
just the melody, and then of course don't forget that with practice it already becomes practice, like a set pattern for you on that particular portion. But again, when you're very familiar with the melody itself, the song itself, the basic song, you just are so strongly entrenched in the melody itself that even oft times you can just impromptu adapt it to something. But
I see.
You have to know it has to fit into the
words. If you were to hear this melody, would you think of it in reference to the Pizmonim or in reference to how you'd use it for Nishmat?
I would think of it both. ways.
Okay. Because do you ever think of it in terms of the Arabic song, if that's known?
No, because first of all, I don't know I shouldn't say I don't know. These songs are what they call Tawashih. Tawashih were used and they were sung by groups, vocal groups, and they're usually sung in order to get the star singer in the mood.
Okay.
And you could improvise a lot in Tawashih.
Okay.
It's not just, you have a set pattern to it, but you could improvise a lot in it and give variations in it according to your mood and according to the ability of the singer. And but that's what Tawashih. Tawashih is jointly, it's done jointly and with a group, and it's really planned to get the singer in the group, and let's go.
Now, Tawashih, you said that these songs, you mean a lot of the Arabic songs that these come from are like that?
No,
this particular one.
This particular one is Tawashih. That's why they have it also in the Bakashot, where it's very similar to Tawashih.
Oh, I
see. They do just whatever.
So a lot of the Bakashot are like that?
Yes, much of the Bakashot.
So the Bakashot melodies really come from a different place than the other... the melodies that are used for the Bakashot are different than the melodies for the other Pizmonim.
Yes.
Because they're mostly Tawashih.
Yes, they are. Not mostly Tawashih, but they are different. And many of them are compositions of individuals from way back.
Just
special compositions for Bakashot.
So they compose the music and the text?
And then in the Bakashot, it's very varied. Then they take parts of songs and they include it in the Bakashot as they're singing. In the Bakashot, you're free to move anywhere that you want, whichever way, so long as it fits. Again, according to the technique and the ability of the singers. It's very free.
When you decide that you're, a makam ras, do you pick like a particular melody that you like to use for Nishmat Kohai, or do you always like vary it? I mean, is there ever come...
No, you vary, you try to vary. If you're a Hazan Kabuah and you're singing, you're praying in one location only, and you say Rust this week and 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, Rust comes back again and turn, obviously you don't want to use the same melodies that you used just a short time ago. You want to give a variety for yourself and as well as for the Kahal. So they should have a variety.
Do members of the congregation at Shar Tzion, for example, the people do they like to have that kind of variety?
Yes, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, they like to have variety. I mean, you find that Hazan sings the same, oh, that's the same one that he said it before, the same one's the same, that's not the only one that he knows. And so, sure, they want, look, like everywhere else, variety.
Yeah. So the charts that were put together back here,
they're just suggestions.
They're suggestions.
Others.
And who put these together?
A group got together. One of them was, I think my brother Naftali was involved in this. And Shrem.
Gabriel Shrem?
Gabriel Shrem. And a few of the Hazanim at the time, they get together and let's give an idea or a plan for a Hazan that wants to come and say, give up an idea. So they put them together.
Do some of the Hazanim have like their own list that they put together themselves?
Many Hazanim, sure. Many Hazanim, when they say, they have a list, that's where we're going to sing this Shabbat and particular Makam. They have put a piece of paper. Also, it reminds them, it brings them to mind.
Right.
Don't forget, Imat Sabur. You know what I mean by Imat Sabur? The fear of public, of the Sabur, counts for something. I mean, no matter how expert you are, when you get up in front of the public, you still have those butterflies, you know what I mean? And you're involved, and don't forget you're praying in front of the Lord, you're making supposedly you make a vein in the tefillah, and you're praying, and you're also going to be concerned with the melodies, and now the part that somebody should fit right into it, and that the people should be pleased with it, and they should join in it, and it should be in the same maqam, and so on. There's a lot to being an expert and a good Hazan in our Tefillot. And there aren't many. That's why there are not many. There are a few. And there are many who are Hazanim, which
Yeah, that's true. In terms of the text that we've used, I mean, I keep talking about these pismonim, like the one that you just sang for me. Is there anything within this text that you used, or someone's used to say that this is good for nishmat, or this is good for kaddish? Or is it just the melody itself that determines?
The text has nothing to do with it.
The text has nothing to do with it. Okay. I remember last time you were saying that, like for Brit Milah, which I know is a different situation than Shabbat.
I think I understand what you're asking. Yeah. The only time where text has something to do with it is when we apply a certain maqam to a certain perasha of the week. And the reason, some reasons are given is because there is a pizmon which alludes to the anyana de yoma, to subject of that happens to be in a certain maqam. So they pray that they make the tefillah of that Shabbat in that maqam.
Do they?
But this does not apply to every tefillah or every Shabbat.
Right.
There are certain.
Could you give me an example?
Here. There's in this book.
I mean, maybe something that might be in Rost, or refer to a parsha in Rost, whatever comes to mind. I mean, something referring to Shmot, Breshit.
For example, the best example really is this one, Perashat Lech Lecha.
Okay.
And we have Ata Ahuvi.
Oh, I see, that's what that chart is. That's on page 572? Yeah.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
What I'm referring to is page 77. Ata Ahuvi, that's a song, that's a pizmon, that the subject of it applies to the Berit Milah.
Okay.
And since this Lech Lecha is, we have the Berit Milah there.
Right.
So on that, and it's Makam Saba, so on that Shabbat we pray Saba.
So on that Shabbat you would try and use this?
We could use this or not, but we sing Saba.
Right.
And more often than not, they will use at the Ahubi in some portion.
Okay.
Usually, they'll use it in the Kedusha, probably, usually.
Okay. Now, how about for Breshit, these two Pizmonim?
Bereshit bara Elohim, that's when Adam HaRishon was created, right?
Right.
Okay. So here's the pizmon.
On page
109? Yeah, on page 109. Hanun Marom Melech Ozer, Le Adam Begbura Ozer, Kenechdo Asalo Ezer. Who's this allude to? Adam HaRishon.
Right. Kenam Asalo.
Yesodo Me'esa Hayim. Yesaro Zach Tob Me'odem. Untano Began Mekedem, Gan Eden. לעבוד אלוהי קדם לשמור דרך עיס החיים. This
so it alludes. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Right? So they recommend that this pizmon should be sung on Shabbat Bereshit.
Okay.
Okay. Now El Hai Nora also alludes to the subject in the Perashat Bereshit. So this is not El Hai Nora. Go to page 403. El Hai Venora Adon Kol Nevra Le Avdo Ya Sar Ha Adam Lishmor Hukotav Bechol Atotav Tamid La Ad Le Olam. See here, Ya Sar Ha Adam. Again. Beyoto lebado asa kenerdo ezer lo me sanotav beba rechoto lefrot kedmoto selim yakar ven vahar ram ven elam simoch am abram yehzenu am Kedem yitromam, yair yazhir tadi
ilad kehure yomem ez yashir shirat moshe siren nime inura verur kara lehu feyna gira ve askira. Yes.
In my house there, it's all being redecorated. So he's just reporting to me and telling me.
Your house in Miami?
No, in Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah.
Well, that was just temporarily there, and it's being done over. So he's giving me a report what's to be done and what's done. Okay?
Okay. In about time? Okay. Well, thank you.
All right.
Let me just ask one last question.
Sure.
Okay. These two pismonim that are associated with Breshit,
yeah.
Where could they be used in the service?
Let me look at them. What page is it?
109. Oh, you left your pismonim book there. You can use this.
Oh.
I was making it the wrong page.
109 and 403. Mm-hmm. They could be used for Samahim Besetam. Samahim Besetam Tassim Bebom Asim Bebim Rechon Konim Be'el Be'avudot Nim Deshmo Tzolom Adelim Haritim Shemal Kuto Koshimish Yisrael.
So it is used?
I've heard it used.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anybody read it. That's
in Makam Saba, right? But Parsha Breshit is Ras.
Right, so that's why they would use it.
Okay. How about the other one?
I was going to tell you that from before, that they're not the same makam of the parashah that they're using.
So they might just sing it for during Shabbat or something like that, or.
They'll just sing the pizmon. You know, we sing a pizmon
right.
When they take out the Sefer Torah.
Right.
This is when
that they would sing
when they introduce this.
Okay.
Haganorah.
Okay.
This is what they do.
What about the one on page 109?
And the other one's page 109. Let me see. Yeah. Let me look.
And that is Makam.
What Makam is it?
Rust.
And what's and the Tefillah is Rust.
Yeah.
That day. What page is it, you say?
109.
Which is the Pizman? Hanun?
Let me see. I'll have to look in the back real quick. I don't remember. Let's look in the back real quick. Look in so many different places. Hanun Marum.
Hanun Marum. I'm not familiar. They have to remind me this. Most probably I know it, but they have to just give me the melody.
Okay.
I don't have it right on. Most probably I know it, but I have to go. It just doesn't come to me now. But this is Rust, and I don't know if it fits or not.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you.
Oh. This is Orise and the Olympus, the complex that we stay in Hallandale, called the Olympus.
A lot of people go there?